Today we see that our Lord warns us. In a certain way, he warns us of the times in which we are living. He says, beware of false prophets. They get dressed up in this or that or the other, but they do not tell you the truth. And I don't want to go into details, but you know what I'm talking about. These are times in which the church is being punished for past sins and for the sins of her shepherds. So our Lord says, they wear this and they wear that. It doesn't matter. That isn't what... The clothing doesn't make a pope or a cardinal or a bishop or a priest. It is the behavior and the teaching. If we teach the truth and are ready to suffer for the truth, that's what makes a true shepherd. And our Lord was warning us. In the meantime, we see that our Lord does not let this stop him. He still produces fruit, the wheat and the grapes, which of course are the sources for that which we consecrate at the altar in the Most Holy Eucharist. How very wonderful it is that Jesus grants us that which we need for our sanctification. Because at the words of consecration by the priests, at that moment, that wine from the grapes and that bread from the wheat is no longer wine, is no longer wheat. It becomes the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And of course, not only do we get this from Christ himself, and of course the Father and the Holy Spirit, but what is the first source of the body and blood of Christ? It is the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady. The body and blood of Christ comes directly from Our Lady. And that is why there is a very ancient devotion to the Blessed Mother in the Church, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. She and her Son are united always. And that which is consecrated is also the body and blood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she also gives him with the Father and the Holy Spirit the soul, which makes of him a true man, body and soul. And so today, as we come to Holy Communion, as we worship Christ our Lord, as the words of consecration are pronounced by me, remember to pray to Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, Our Lady of the Eucharist, who also gives to us these elements of the body and blood of Jesus, which come from her only, directly from her. And that we may increase our faith and increase our love for Jesus in this most blessed sacrament. May Our Lady of the Most Holy Eucharist, Mother of the Church, Mother of the Priesthood, and Mother of the Faithful, bring us increase in faith, hope, and charity, that we may always follow her Son with her to the kingdom of heaven. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.